Biden asks Congress to rush Afghan citizenship before vetting. By Neil Munro on September 8, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies want Congress to flip immigration law on its head so they can quickly convert many Afghans into citizens without required vetting. They're putting the entry-slash-cart before the vetting-slash-horse, former immigration judge Andrew Arthur told Breitbart News. The request is buried on page 26 of a 34-page list of budget requests to Congress, titled Continuing Resolution, CR, Appropriations Issues. The request asks Congress to change laws so the Secretary of Homeland Security could provide fast-track citizenship to at least 50,000 Afghans, even when intelligence officials recognize that some of the migrants have ties to dangerous and ideologically extreme groups in Afghanistan. The legislation would exempt the Afghan migrants from the normal grounds of inadmissibility that immigrants must pass before becoming a citizen. The normal grounds for rejection include a likely need for welfare and government aid, having a disease, having criminal records, having a record of terrorist activity or is likely to engage after entry in any terrorist activity. The draft says. F. The Secretary of Homeland Security may adjust the status of an Afghan national to become a citizen, provided that the Afghan national 1. Has been present in the United States for at least 1 year. 2. Is otherwise admissible to the United States as an immigrant, excluding the grounds of inadmissibility specified in Section 212A, 4, 5, and 7A of the INA, 8 U.S.C. 1182A, 4, 5, 7A, and 3, clears any additional background checks and screening, as specified by the Secretary. G. The Secretary may waive any applicable provision of Section 212 of the INA, 8 U.S.C. 1182, on a case-by-case basis for humanitarian purposes, to assure family unity, or when it is otherwise in the public interest. Emphasis added. The current head of the Department of Homeland Security is Alejandro Mayorkas. He is an immigration zealot who arrived as a refugee from Cuba. He says the agency should put the dignity of migrants, not Americans, foremost in its policies. Immigration laws exist to protect the American people from criminal, disease, and economic threats, but the Biden administration is admitting people without even determining whether they pose a threat. And then if they do pose a threat, is providing avenues by which they can still remain in the United States, said Arthur, who now works for the Center for Immigration Studies. They are exploiting very narrow parole exceptions to the immigration laws to bring people to the United States and then are asking Congress to full-heartedly eliminate the protections that Congress has put in place for the American people, he said. The request was delivered only a few days before the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, which came from Afghanistan under the protection of the Taliban, which is now back in power. The Afghan government gave protection to Al-Qaeda terrorists deliberately, Arthur said. Now, the Biden administration wants to run the risk of giving protection inadvertently and recklessly to potential terrorists here. Why are they doing it? Because they want to ameliorate the PR disaster that they created with the president's expeditious exit from Afghanistan, Arthur said. What the administration wants to do is cover up that disaster by exposing the American people to danger, to another potential disaster. Biden's progressive deputies use migration as a political tool, Andrew said. They act as the citizens of the United States are responsible for fixing all of the world's problems, and the way to alleviate those problems is to bring greater and greater numbers of foreign nationals into the United States. The progressives have only one tool in their mental toolbox. The one tool that they have to address the root problems in Central America is to bring more people from there to the United States. The only solution that they have to the hardships that they themselves foisted upon the people in Afghanistan is to bring the people of Afghanistan to the United States. Rather than attempting to provide for third country resettlement of those individuals, or alternatively, to use the might of the United States government to make real changes in Afghanistan, their only solution is to bring an untold number of Afghan nationals to the United States. That's not good for Afghanistan and it's not good for the United States. On September 7, White House officials told reporters they would ask Congress for at least $6.4 billion to help Afghans, mostly by delivering at least 95,000 to the United States. The White House's budget document suggests that the number could be far larger than 95,000. It says officials want taxpayers' cash to respond to growing humanitarian needs of vulnerable populations inside Afghanistan and Afghans in neighboring countries. A majority of Americans oppose the resettlement of more than 50,000 Afghans in the United States, according to a survey by Rasmussen Reports. The August 18th to 19th survey included 1,000 likely voters. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.